scripture reading in the lectionary is John 15, 9 through 17. But I really don't believe you can fully appreciate that scripture unless we look at the scripture we had last week of the image of Jesus talking about the vine and the branches. Because there's an interconnectedness here that Jesus is talking about. I think Jesus, in the upper room that night, as he's talking to the disciples, is talking to them in imagery about the nature of the church that will exist once he's gone. Last week when we looked at the issue of the vine and the branches, we talked about some practical implications of the vine, that it teaches us that sometimes we have to choose to say no to some very good things in our lives in order that other good things in our lives become more rich and full. We see the image of God as the vine dresser. And I thought about that this week. I traded in my leased car and purchased a new vehicle. But all week I've been driving up and down the driveway where I have a pear tree growing. And the pears are about this size now. So some of those limbs had started dipping over and dipping over. And as I drove out the driveway and as I drive in again, they'd play a little number on the roof of our vehicles. And I guess getting a new vehicle, I didn't want it to play those numbers on the new vehicle, so I was pruning the pear tree. And that's a good thing, because that pear tree is just full of pears. And I probably need to prune it even more, because there are so many pears on that tree that they're not going to grow and mature into good, edible pears unless I prune back some of those pears now. That's part of what God is asking us to do in this passage. But I think Jesus is giving us an image of the church in the vine and the branches. He's giving us an image of the church that says no branch is any better or any higher or of any more value than another branch if it's alive and producing fruit. That in our life together as a church, there's no one who is truly in a higher position than another person in the life of a church, in all due respect to the district superintendent. That in Christ we are one. That I'm not better because I'm a pastor. And I know the kind of life our district superintendent has lived before us, a life of humility and not lording it over us, that he doesn't feel better than anyone else. But have you ever been in a church where there were people or little groups in the church that thought they were better than everybody else? That we needed to stand beside because they were coming or they spoke? There's a human tendency for us to create that kind of we're better than they are. But Jesus' image of the vine and the branches said we're just all branches. So the smallest child among us is just as valuable to Almighty God as the richest, most generous person in the life of the church. The person with the greatest title or the greatest responsibility. Because what matters is that we are branches connected to the vine. You'll notice that our hymns are talking about love. The lesson from 1 John is talking about love. And Jesus here is talking about a church that abides in love. In these 17 verses, he talks about abiding 10 times. I think he wants us to get the point. What does it mean to abide in him and have him abide in us? Over here on the wall, I see a receptacle, an electrical outlet. We all have them in our homes. Jesus is talking about our relationship to the church is not just coming on a Sunday morning and plugging in to Jesus. We don't come to church and plug in to the power of God. We just don't deplete our energy and run to God and plug in and say, okay, Lord, give me some more energy. Or my funds are kind of low. I need to go plug into God in prayer and maybe I'll get some more money. Or maybe the house I've got is not quite what I want. So I need to just plug in to Almighty God and I'll have a better house. That's not the way it works. That's not how Jesus envisioned the life of the church. We are branches that abide in the vine. If we're to keep the commandment, the new commandment that he gave us that I talked about with the children, to love one another as I have loved you, we can't do it by plugging into God occasionally. You know, there's a part of me that would wish we just had the two love commandments of the Old Testament. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Because it's talking about my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. It's loving my neighbor from my perspective. That's a great deal easier than living up to the commandment of love one another as Christ loved people. And I'm not sure I'm up to that challenge. I'm not sure I'm ready for that commandment. I'm not sure I have the personal resources to love people that much. To love people who attack me. To love people who talk about me. To love people who would plot against me. To love people who might attack me physically or abuse me in some way. I wonder from time to time, I don't know if you do, do I really have that much love in me? That I could love the way Jesus loved those soldiers who beat him? Those Pharisees who judged him so harshly and sought his death? Those people that stood at the foot of the cross and mocked him and ridiculed him, those who spat upon him, those who drove the nails into his flesh.
Special word. And in the scripture, the word abide
not a weird word I don't use too much. I use it even less than I use the word abide, and that is cleave. I don't do a lot of cleaving. But you know, in the scripture, in creation, it talks that man and woman were created to each other and they were to cleave to one another. Cleave to one another in such a way that they became one, that they were two, but they were so one that you couldn't distinguish a one from another. That's what Jesus is talking about. You see, the vine and the branches abide in one another. You know, where exactly does the branch stop and the vine start? You see, they're so inseparable that you wouldn't think of pulling them apart. God doesn't grow things with plug-ins like our modern-day Christmas trees. My wife got tired of decorating and putting lights on the tree this year, so at the end of Christmas, she went out and bought one of those fancy artificial trees where you plug the branches in and the lights are already on. You know? Well, I don't know that God created a tree like that. Anywhere. Now, leave it to us. Somebody made $1 million off of that idea. Well, you just get those branches. You know, we've had the artificial ones for a long time. Well, we're going to get us and just plug them in. The lights are already there. Next, they'll already have ornaments hanging on and everything, too. You just plug them in. And Jane decided, I hate putting lights on this tree after the end. I retired from that a few years back. And so now we got our plug-in Christmas tree. We just plug the branches in, and voila, there are the lights. Anybody in here tried grafting a plant? Come on, I want to say something. Anybody tried that? How successful were you?
Sometimes it works.
Yeah, I tried that too. And yet St. Paul said, as Gentiles, we are grafted into the chosen people of God. But it takes quite an expert, or you better be grafting quite a few plants and hoping one or two turn out. That is hard. You don't plug in a branch off one tree into a branch on another and have a great deal of success unless you're very, very good at grafting. And I'm sure there's some people out there that are, but I have failed miserably at that. What we have to do as God's people is abide in Christ Jesus. Not plug in occasionally, not get grafted every once in a while and then pull out and go our way. We're to cleave to Christ. We're to dwell in Christ. We're to become one with Christ. We are to be inseparably united in Christ, and then, and only then, will we have the capacity to love one another as Christ loved us. Then and only then will we have the power to break down these artificial ideas that some people are better than other people, that some groups are better than other groups of people, that when we abide in the vine and love as Jesus loved, we give up our harsh judgments of one another. Because we're all branches stemming from the same vine. And it's God who makes a decision about who's doing a good job. And Jesus promises us in this passage three things if we do that. He says, first of all, when you pray, ask anything in my name. And so we're connected to him, so we'll only ask for what he would ask for. My Father will grant. That's promise number one. Abide in my love, and your service and what you produce will be fruitful. it'll be so fruitful that you'll prove to the world that you're my disciples because you abide in me and you are fruitful. That's the second promise. And the third promise that he gives to each of us, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you will have my joy and your joy will be complete. You know, I think we give the church a bad reputation, especially on that third promise. Because if you walk in most churches on a Sunday morning, I don't think you're going to be bowled over with joy. But I tell you, it's a whole lot better since we've had our praise team. Because at least we're thinking about it. Because that's what our worship ought to be. At least for people who get here early enough to hear. But when they come in the door, you look in the faces of the people on our praise team and you see the joy of Christ. That's what we're supposed to experience when we get together. And our joy will be complete. Abide in my love. Don't pull away from me. Stay inseparable. United to me, and you can love people as I love. And my Father will answer your prayers. He'll see that you're fruitful, and he will see that your joy is complete. Praise God.
Gracious Father, we thank you for what you offer to us as branches of your marvelous vine. We thank you for your promises, but above all, we thank you for your great love, for without that love, the other blessings would mean nothing. May we abide in your love and be the church you've called us to be, like a great vine creeping over this community. May we bear much fruit that others may be grafted into your people. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.